This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANL releases draft environmental assessment for a third electrical line to cross the Caja del Rio and the Rio Grande. Since at least 1999, Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL has proposed running an additional 12-mile, 115-kilovolt electrical line to the two that already cross the Caja del Rio and the Rio Grande to the Pajarito Plateau, claiming it needs the additional power line to run its supercomputers. But this is the first time the proposal has come with a draft environmental assessment, or EA, which is over 200 pages long. For that reason, this update is limited to informing you simply that the draft EA is out and that the public process remains flawed, an observation the update will develop next week. CCNS is working on draft sample public comments that you can use. Public comments about the proposed scope of the draft EA were due on May 21st, 2021. Now, 2.5 years later, the draft EA has been released. In those 2.5 years, the public concerns about the care and preservation of the 106,000-acre Caja del Rio have grown. The Caja del Rio is located between the Rio Grande and the Santa Fe Rivers to the south and beyond Diablo Canyon to the north. Currently, there are efforts to create a national monument to preserve it. To learn more, go to the beautiful website of the Caja del Rio Coalition. The draft EA is a joint effort by DOE and NNSA, the cooperating Santa Fe National Forest, and the participating Bureau of Land Management. Together, they are proposing the power transmission line to carry power from the Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM, bulk electric system. The proposal is for a 12.5-mile-long, three-phase, 115-kilovolt overhead power transmission line on large pole structures. 9.6 miles would span the Caja del Rio section of the Santa Fe National Forest, and 2.7 miles would cross the Rio Grande in White Rock Canyon and terminate at a LANL substation on land managed by DOE and NNSA. Access roads and laydown areas would be required. Importantly, the EA recommends an amendment to the Santa Fe National Forest Plan to allow issuance of a special use permit to construct and operate the power line infrastructure outside some areas of the designated or existing utility corridor. Now that you know, let's form a working group to bring together concerns and expertise to address LANL's proposal. If you are interested, please email ccns@nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and be sure to listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.